Miami Judge Stephen Lifeman works on reforming how people affected by mental illness are treated in the criminal justice system. That has been a topic of concern in Florida, and he says an emphasis on treatment is key.
And the other thing I don't think people understand is that people with mental illnesses have recovery rates that are better than people with diabetes and heart disease. It's just a matter of developing a system of care that we can identify people early, get them treated early, and let them live happy, healthy, and productive lives.
Meanwhile, support for understanding of mental illness in Tallahassee is growing as well. Maisha Mitchell is a local health educator. She says another problem in the community is little access to treatment. She says solving that will require a community effort. Mitchell helped organize a Florida A&M University conference that sought to connect the community and reduce the stigma on mental illness and substance abuse.
Well, I think a good 100 people were there. I mean, it was a number that was great engagement, you know, from the community, from service providers, from people who were interested in making policy and changes, and also from students. You know, the people who themselves were impacted, several people themselves that had issues with mental health and had barriers and concerns that they wanted to share, and talk extensively with some of the panelists.
Both guests agree that support from the community and awareness of mental illness will help to reduce the stigma society places on it. Mitchell is optimistic about the future. She encourages others to get involved to help individuals and families who suffer from mental illness and substance abuse. Lifeman and Mitchell made their comments on WFSU's public affairs show, Perspectives. For WFSU News, I'm Talia Piloto.